Blog Talk Radio.
The Just Steph Show. I am Just Steph, your Italian Boston girl who shows you how to enjoy life. And you know what? Yay! Finally, it's March. I've been waiting to get through this winter, but it's, you know, I can't really complain because of my Boston friends. But I'm telling you, I'm about done, and I know everybody up in Boston is done. They're about ready to hang themselves up there with the snow and all that stuff. It's going crazy. The snow is about 8 feet. It's crazy. And but down here, I mean, it's going to be cold again. We had nice weather yesterday. It's cold. It's ridiculous. But I'm so ready for spring. I just get way more energy. And there's so much going on in the city, lots of stuff happening. And today, you know, I'm all about the fun. So today we have on special guest DJ Vanessa Hundley, who is going to be talking about what she has going on in the city, what she's doing, and also we're going to pump our show because Sunday I am going to be co-hosting karaoke with her over at G's, and we're gonna talk about that. So, you know, stay tuned for Vanessa and for all the details of what's going on. And so today I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm still continuing this online dating. And you have to understand, as a Boston girl, I cannot let things go. I just cannot. I will just continue and wear it down. But I can't even tell you how funny this whole thing is with the online dating. And I know some people are taking it seriously, but it's really very funny. And I'm actually enjoying it. So we're going to continue that. I have a few little tips that I got from Julie Spira from last week, and I'm gonna read some of those. And also we have what to do this weekend in Atlanta. And, of course, as always, it's Throwback Thursday. And I would love it if you would call us at 347-857-4104 and tell us about your online dating experiences and also what you're going to be doing this weekend and maybe even your favorite karaoke song. So this weekend, Lisa, we're putting the clocks forward. Remember we used to do that in April? Why did they do that?
They change it. The president can change it.
Oh, the president can change it. You know what it is? I think it's all about money.
Sure.
It's all about money because if they're longer days, then they can work longer and everybody can make more money. So, although I have to say, I do love the longer days because it's fun, you know, going out. And of course, my mother can't see at night when she drives, so I need her to help me with the kids. And so it's better if they fly home later. So that works better for me if it's light out later. But you know what? I really hate it because we have to put the clock forward. I hate losing that hour. Does that not screw you up for the week? So, you know, it's okay. So I guess it's more time for Afternoon Delight, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah,
Afternoon Delight, that's so funny. Okay, so anyway, so you know what? I have the do's and don'ts of online dating that I got from Julie's site, and it's the 5 secrets to finding love online. So, okay, I'm going to pull out a couple here. This is number 4 on the list. Don't mention sex or describe yourself as sexy in your profile. I haven't seen any of that. Hello. I've seen profile pictures that I wish that was television. Could we show that on if it was television? Would that be against the law?
Always television.
Oh, God. We don't want that for television. I'm just saying. Okay. Leave the baggage at home. Conversation about the ex or financial problems don't belong online or on a first date. So don't have to borrow any money. I need a few
coffee. Catfish.
Can I borrow $10 for the valet? So, okay. Here we go. What else? Don't post photos of your children or with someone else's arm hanging over your shoulder. This is hilarious. You can see they had the cut off. You can tell they cut the girl out in the pictures. Oh my gosh. Well,
it's around here.
Yeah.
Because their hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, there's like a little blonde hair on the shoulder. That's hilarious. Okay. We know. Oh, the best is the pictures where they're blatant with the girls.
Yeah.
That's or they're making out or something. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, okay, but then this is serious though. This says, do carve out the time to meet someone online. I recommend 1 hour a day to log on to your dating site and see who has viewed your profile. So that means spending an hour of your day on your dating site, whether it's, you know, whatever the different dating sites that you're on. So you spend an hour a day, or if you have so many dates, you might want to just go hide your profile for a minute. I'm just saying. Tired. But anyway. So, okay. So I think that's funny. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, there's lots of things. And I love this. There's so many rules. You know, there's so many rules about all this. And, you know, there's rules to dating. I didn't know any of this. You know, there's rules. Like, you don't expect them to be exclusive if you don't have the conversation. You have to have the conversation. And I'm, like, thinking, well, a month down the road, do we need this conversation? I guess you need the conversation. And I guess I'm confused about all these little rules and how often he texts you or how often he calls you and how long, you know, all of this stuff. There's all these rules as to what's really going on. And you know what I find funny is that you have like a little connection, but then they go dark. And what happened to you? I mean, I thought you liked me. I mean, it's so crazy. And and it says here, this is what Julie says, the bad news is unless you have an irresistible online dating profile, you will get lost in cyberspace. It's that simple. It's a numbers game, and you will need to know how to play to win. So this is basically a game. You know, it's a whole game. It's a game, and it's very interesting that there's all these different rules. And I, you know, the texting rules I like, but you know, I'm one of those people. I just want to be me. If I feel like saying hi to you or calling or whatever, especially after we've been on a couple of dates, and that's a problem, you know what? We got to move along. Because that's not going to work for me. I need to connect. I'm a connector. I like to talk to people. So, and, you know, I've actually gotten that. You're actually chatty. So, anyhow, that's it for that. But, you know, next week we have a big surprise for you, which means Lisa hasn't gotten it nailed down. We really don't know who's going to be on next week. But in 2 weeks, we're going to continue the online dating with Laurie Davis from eFlirt. And you can Google that. Google her. First of all, she's so cute. She's so cute. And what she does is she isn't actually an online dating site, but what she does is she helps you get your profile together, sort of like Julie did. So she's just adorable. And so we have her in a couple of weeks. But, you know, we're going to talk to our friend Vanessa in Okay, Lisa's going a little crazy. This is her music. And so let's talk to, let's see what Vanessa's up to. Hey, Vanessa.
So how are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I am good.
I'm so excited to have you back on the show. Last time we were talking about red dress, and we today are talking about, you know, I'm all about the fun. I love enjoying life. I love Atlanta. I think it has such a great energy, and I know you do too. And you are the CEO of Audio Prism Entertainment, and you're all over the place. And I read a lot about your sort of philosophy of gaining the information from the crowd and giving them back what they need to really enjoy the evening. And I really like that. So tell me a little bit about what you have going on besides our little gig that we have Sunday. We'll talk about that in a minute. But tell me what else you have going on this weekend, what you what you're up to in terms of your company and what your plans are, and tell me a little bit more about your philosophy.
Well, you know, when I first got into DJing, it was very, very, very much, you know, just one of those offhand comments that another DJ made to me back when I was a bartender at a place called Bell Bottoms. It's not around anymore, but it was an amazing club in Buckhead. It played nothing but 70s to 90s. And I had a great, great time there. And one day I was just sitting there playing with the lights because the DJ would let me do that. And he said, hey, you know, you should learn how to be a DJ. You always have the lights where they need to be. And I just kind of looked at him like, I've never even thought about that in my life. Like,
wow.
Never assumed that would be something that would come my way. And so he showed me a couple of basics and basically said, you know, here's a song. And when you can make these two songs sound like one song, come back and I'll teach you more. And I spent a lot of time learning. I got very, very lucky early in my career. But I know I approached it differently than a lot of DJs because, to me, you know, most of the DJs I'd ever met up until that point, well, you know, to be honest, they were kind of jerks. And that's one reason I was kind of looking at the DJ when he brought it up to me and thinking, I don't know if I'm really the kind of person for that job. But, you know, I love music, and I spent a lot of time learning about a lot of different kinds of music. And when I went into events or clubs or anywhere that I was, I always wanted, you know, people to tell me, you know, what they thought. When people came, you know, all the time now, people come up to me, and the first question they ask is, do you take requests? And I've never not taken requests. I don't even, you know... part of me just can't understand why people wouldn't take requests when you're there, ideally to keep the people happy. You're not going to honor all of them. Not every request is right for every situation. but, you know, if I can work it in, I will. And
well, you know, that's funny. Go ahead.
Oh, no,
I was just going to say, that I was at a place and, it was a little bit early on because sometimes, like, you get to 11, 12 o'clock and the crowd gets younger and younger. But I was at a place and it was a little bit earlier, like not quite so early, but a little bit earlier. And the demographic was the 35 to 50 range. And the DJ was playing, you know, stuff that, you know, like the house music or stuff that the young kids. And I said, can you play something that we can sing to and dance to, you know, something more, you know, that we could, and he had a hard time with it. And, you know, to me, you have to appeal to your demographic.
Yes, and it, you know, a lot of that depends on the venue. There's a lot of times when you come in as a DJ and, you know, like when I DJed at Bell Bottoms, we didn't play anything past 1995. So when people came up to me going, can you play the Cupid Shuffle? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't play that. It's too new. And then, you know, if you go into a house concept club, then, you know, it's kind of a to go for. I set out when I became a DJ, people said, you know, well, what kind of DJ do you want to be? And I said, well, I want to learn it all. You know, I don't want to be pigeonholed into anything. And that's part of the reason why when you say I'm everywhere, that's kind of how I ended up being everywhere because I've been doing this for almost 14 years now, and I got really I had a lot of wonderful guidance early on in my career. My first real DJ job was at American Pie, which was a huge party bar in the Sandy Springs area. And there were, you know, DJs there that took the raw knowledge that I had and helped shape it, you know, so I understood better about sets and crowds. And everywhere I've been, I've learned, you know, whether I learned through unpleasant situations or pleasant situations, it's something that I've never stopped doing, even now. And for me, originally Audio Prism Entertainment, you know, my original concept was to become a big entertainment company and booking lots of other artists and lots of other acts. But, you know, dealing with artists, you definitely have to have a very, a much sterner personality, I guess, than I probably possess. I like to have a lot more fun and not be chasing people around all the time going, why didn't you do this? And I need this on you. So a couple years ago, I narrowed the focus just to, you know, more concentrate on me and myself. And, you know, I do have other DJs that I work with very closely. So it's not just me, but it's mostly me. And then I'm also adding voiceover work over the next year. Spent years and years on a microphone. So, yes, don't be surprised if you start hearing me pop out of your radio.
I love that. That's great. I love it. Let me know if you need somebody with a Boston accent, because I'll join you, because that would we could do it. But you know, I checked out your LinkedIn profile, and I just want to read a couple of recommendations that were on LinkedIn. And this is I've known Vanessa for several years now, and she's without a doubt one of the top tier DJs in the Metro Atlanta area. And then the second one I saw was, Vanessa is one of the best in the business and knows how to get the job done. Can't wait to work with her again, a true pro. So, you know, your peers and your followers are saying exactly what I know and what actually what you're doing. And they're saying these things, and they're complimenting you and happy to be where you're at because of how great you are and how versatile you are and how willing you are to take care of the crowd.
That's a huge part of it. I believe, you know, I didn't get into it to become a superstar. I honestly really, this is my third career. My first career post-graduation was in massage therapy, and then I became a bartender. And then I stumbled into being a DJ, which I thought I would do for a couple years and then find something else and move on. But it just kept grabbing me, and there were so many places to go with it. And then I added karaoke several years ago, which, you know, believe me, before I started doing karaoke shows, there was no way you ever had me singing unless, you know, it was for somebody's birthday.
I do now.
It's so much fun. It's more fun than I ever thought it could be. I pretty much just covered a show for a friend because he was going out of town and said, please, please, please cover my show. And I was like, I don't sing. He's like, you don't have to. Just get other people to sing. I said, okay.
Right.
I can do that.
Right. So what is your number one requested karaoke song?
Ooh. Probably overall, I would have to say, and I'm having a blank moment on it, but that song
That's
about
okay.
Killing Me Softly
okay.
by the Fugees.
Come on, really?
Yeah, I know. I interestingly enough, of course, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. That one's always a high rate request.
Right.
Pretty, you know, what night's not complete without Journey? you know, if I had to pick another one that people were very, very upbeat about, maybe What's Up by the Four Non Blondes. But, you know, it has to be somebody that can actually sing it, because that's a very powerful song.
Well,
what's your favorite song?
Well, you know what? I can sing very well Fever. You give me fever. I'm really good at that one, but, you know, that's because it's very alto. So but anyway, so I love that. But I'd love to do a duet with, the Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock picture. That's a fun one.
What
I love
a
it.
Great
I love
duet,
it.
Yeah.
I love it. So listen, I want to tell you, I Googled it, and all the ones that you said were there, including Billie Jean and Summer Nights and all of that. But,
Summer Nights,
somebody
just did that last night.
I actually put it out on Facebook, and, you know, this is what I got. I Will Survive, Heartache Tonight, It Never Rains in California, Love Shack, Prisoner of the Highway, Roxanne, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, You Better Run, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, Summer Nights, and then, you know, I was very excited because Savon, who is Georgia Music Awards number one hip-hop artist of the year, he responded and said he likes to sing Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers, which I thought that was hilarious.
You never know.
It's so funny.
You never know. When they walk up to ask for a song, I have no idea what they're going to ask for. You cannot ever – same thing with being a DJ. When they come up to request a song to dance to, you just can't look at somebody and say, I think they're going to ask for this. They'll surprise you every time.
You'll never know. It's so funny. But I'm excited because we're going to work a little bit together. The Just Steph show is going on the road to G's in Midtown. So tell us about G's. Tell us what we can expect.
Okay, well, G's Midtown is on 219 10th Street. That is right near the corner of 10th and Piedmont. The owners have two other venues, one called 10th and Piedmont, which is connected to G's. There's actually an inner walkway where you can go back and forth between the two. And they also have a neighborhood bar called Hobnob about a mile down the road, down Piedmont, yes. And they've been open. They were originally called G's Midtown, was originally called Gilbert's. They were open for, I think 13 years under that name. I've been there. I'll be there 2 years coming May. And so it's a very diverse crowd. You know, it's right in the middle of Midtown. We get all kinds of people that come through. So, I mean, you never know who you're going to see. We start our karaoke shows on Sundays at 5:30 and go until midnight, and everybody's like, wow, it's a really long show. I'm like, yes, we have a lot of singers that'll come through, you know, throughout the day. We get different waves of people, and they're a very interactive crowd. It's not the kind of show where, you know, you're just sitting there singing, and then you're done singing, and the next person will go, okay, next we're bringing you up Caitlin, and then, you know, they come up and they sing. It's, you know, we try to get very high energy. I think I run my show differently because I started as a DJ. And, you know, so when I came into it, you know, as a DJ, you know, dead air is death. You know, you have no silence.
Right.
And with karaoke, I try to never let that happen. There's always something going on, whether it's an announcement, it's introducing somebody, it's somebody singing, and definitely keeping the singing pace going through because there's a lot of singers, and I don't want people to, you know, be sitting around for 2 hours while I'm, you know, over here talking or taking, you know, a half hour break of just playing music or something like that.
Yeah, because everybody wants to get in there. Everybody who wants to love karaoke, they want to sing. And so, especially if there's a long line, you want to get everybody in before closing. Because I've been to karaoke clubs where you can't get in because the line is, I went to a club in L.A. that was phenomenal. Everybody was singing with them. I mean, it was just really fun. You know, it's a really, you know, and I heard all the stars used to go to this one club, and it was really fun. So karaoke can be really fun. And if you have a good crowd that's a loving crowd and a forgiving crowd, and they'll help you through a song if you're a little stuck. Like, I think that is so fun. And they'll get up and dance. I think that is so fun. So we're going to have a good time. So you're there at 5:30. You're there 5:30 to midnight, and I will be popping. I'm going to be there a little earlier than 7, but I'm going to help get on the mic for a little bit because I love a microphone from about 7 to 9, helping introduce and keeping the crowd going and all of that. But we're going to move right along, and I'll be sure to make sure everybody gets in there because I know everybody wants to sing. So that's so it's so exciting, and I'm excited to be there and be part of the crowd. So I hope everybody will come out and hear you and hear and be part of the crowd and be ready to sing karaoke and at least have a good time and relax and kick back. So it should be fun.
Yeah, we try to go for a and the way I always present it is like it's like a really big living room with a whole bunch of friends you don't really know, but they're all really cool. And a lot of them, you know, they will happily sing with you. So if you're sitting there going, wow, I'd really like to do this duet, but I don't have anybody to sing with, so I love that person's voice. And, you know, then they all get to know each other, and then, you know, it just comes to the point where I've seen a lot of friendships made. And you know, because it is, you know, everybody's like, well, I can't sing. You know, not everybody. Some people are, you know, well, I can't sing. I'm like, so what? It's karaoke. You know, it's not a talent show.
Well, one question, do you have any of the lead vocals? Because I know a lot of my karaoke CDs have the lead vocals with it, like you can choose one or the other. Do you have those available, or is it all you're on your own?
I have some that are available, but most of the people that come into G's don't want the main vocal included. They want people to actually hear them.
They want to sing.
It'll have, like, the backing vocals. You know, if it's Destiny's Child, you're going to have, like, the girly group parts whenever you need a girly group part.
Right.
You know, as far as the main vocals.
Okay, so Vanessa, thank you so much for being on today, and I'm so excited to have you here. And I'm really actually thrilled and honored to have you as a friend and in my life. And so I'm excited to see you on Sunday and to hang out and have a good time. And we're going to be at G's Sunday, G's Midtown Sunday. Vanessa's there 5:30 to midnight. I'll be there 7 to 9. So please come early, get a seat, get a drink, and we'll have some fun. And Vanessa, we'll see you on Sunday, babe.
Absolutely. Just real quick, I just wanted to say I'm also at Cosmopolitan in Marietta this Friday night spinning a dance set. So if you guys are in the Marietta area, come into Cosmopolitan on Delk Road and have a whole bunch of fun.
Okay. Perfect.
So, thank you so much for having me on, Steph.
Oh, I love it. Ciao. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Wow. She's great. She's so great. So listen, now let's go ahead and talk about what's going on in Atlanta this weekend. Okay, so, all right, this is a big weekend. I'm going to tell you where JS is going to be this weekend, though, so that you can come see me. Friday night, I'm going to be at Happy Hour at New York Crime, so that's going to be super fun. So come out there and come say hi to me. I'll be at the bar and just hanging. So come see me at New York Crime Happy Hour. I think it's 5:30 to 8 or something. And I know there's something a little bit later on that evening at Havana. And as always, Hal's is always a good place to hang out for a little piano bar. And Sunday I will be hosting karaoke with Vanessa. I don't know what I'm doing Saturday, but I'll let you know if it comes up. Anyway, so, okay, the Atlanta Improv, Pauly Shore is going to be there this weekend, all weekend long. And so if you want a little comedy, go see Pauly Shore at the Atlanta Improv. It's a great venue in East Andrews. And we have, of course, Three Sheets is Friday night. And I can't remember what it's DJ Mad Flip. He's going to be the DJ for the weekend. They have apps and a little bit of food there, and they have like a little happy hour, and then it turns into a nightclub a little later. So okay, and my friend DJ Spy at Buckhead Saloon on Friday, Flip Flop in Atlanta on Saturday, and Diamond Days in Kennesaw on Sunday for you OTPs. And Buckhead Tavern started this week doing karaoke on Tuesdays. So they have, and that's at 7:30, and it's called Trivia at the Tavern. And, you know, I love Buckhead Tavern. It's a great new venue. It's awesome. And I heard that their crowd is getting bigger and bigger. So go there. It's a great place. They have great food, great drinks, and great music. And they have $10 burgers, $2 tacos, $3 Mick Ultra Drafts for Trivia Night. And we have this Saturday at Buckhead Tavern is Brian White with special guests Cody Collins and Ronnie Pittman. And so you want to get out there. And then we have Sunday brunch there. We have Wicked is up. We have brunch at Chastain Tavern, Rose Bar, and on Wednesdays. And, you know, that's about it. We've got all that going on. There's so much happening. Remember, I'm just Steph, your Italian Boston girl who shows you how to enjoy life. I put the FU back in fun. And so, remember, too, I'm going to be starting the video series called Living Atlanta, and we're going to be bringing you on my YouTube channel all the great places to go in Atlanta. So, you know, I love you all dearly. This is the Just Steph Show. Tune in next week. So we can find out who's our guest next week. We don't know yet. Anyway, I'm wishing you love, balance, and peace. Ciao, ciao, baby.